Macmillan Audio presents Gone by Midnight by Candice Fox, narrated for you by Ewan Morton. For Jim and Sue. Chapter 1. The real trouble came at midnight. Martin Askin had arrived in Cairns at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and checked into room 607, dumping his bags on the floor and marching to the windows to yank down the blinds. He'd stood in the room in the dim light, surveying the crisply made bed and the desk neatly arranged with the room service menu, daring there to be some sign of trouble. A forgotten bar of soap in the immaculate bathroom, an unemptied bin. His plane had sat inexplicably on the tarmac at LAX for 45 minutes before takeoff, and again for half an hour at Sydney Airport, adding more than an hour onto an already 17-hour haul in economy. A flight attendant had spilled hot tea in his lap somewhere over the Pacific, and the plane's toilets had been malfunctioning, filling the back half of the plane with a wretched stench. His taxi driver from Cairns Airport had got lost for 10 minutes on the drive to the hotel, and at the reception desk the computer had frozen just before his key could be assigned. If one more thing went wrong, Martin Askin was going to lose it. Everything in the room seemed fine.